Hello?
Hey, this is George from Local Splash.
Hey, George, how are you?
Great, and yourself?
I'm all right.
Awesome. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm on Facebook right now.
Okay, good. So just right before we get started, I just want to ask to confirm, do you already have a Facebook business page?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay, good. All right, so I'm going to send you an email. This email is going to make it a little bit easier for you to add us as administrators to your Facebook business page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have a link in it. So let me just send that to your email. Give me one moment. All right, so I just sent the email. Take a look in your inbox. If not, remember sometimes emails go to the spam folder, so check them both.
Probably went to spam junk mail. Okay, I see it.
All right, so you're going to open up that email, and then once you do, you're going to notice once you start reading it, there's going to be a button that literally says, click here.
Yeah, I clicked on it.
And what did you get? What do you see?
It said connect meta.
All right, you're going to click on that. Let me know what you get.
It just say change. You say my URL login at Silky Wilkie. Let me try and see.
If it's asking you to continue, like, as your personal page, that's normal. That's what it should say.
Yeah, it just say change, like, change account. So I had to click on change account?
No, if it's asking you to continue, like, you're as your personal page, you're going to continue as you.
It say confirm access. I just put, okay. It say you haven't select. What do I do?
So there should be a drop down, like a little bar that you could click on, and it's going to give you some options, and one of those options should give you the name of your business.
Yeah, it did. Click it, Clarion Harlan.
Right, you're going to click that, then confirm access.
Let's say you haven't selected any asset that you have. I don't understand that. I haven't selected any assets that you have sufficient permission to share. Please select at least one shareable asset or share the link with someone who has more permission.
More permission. So this tells me, Wilkie, that you were not the one that originally created the Facebook page?
My wife did. My wife created from it, but she created it with my account.
Okay, the thing is that what it's telling you there is that you don't have, like, the administrator access for you to share us access. There's a high chance that when she created the page for you, then she probably used her own Facebook page. And if so, she's the only one that can add us.
Oh, so how can I change that to – but I have access to the account that I don't understand.
But you can have access to it, but it's connected
with my Facebook account.
I understand, but what it's telling you there is that you don't have like the ownership of the page. So Facebook is not recognizing you as the owner. Facebook recognizes the owner of the page, the person who created the page, which in this case would be your wife.
That's why I don't understand. She created the page with my Facebook account.
It doesn't seem so. If it doesn't let you, and if it's telling you right there that you don't have enough access,
mm-hmm.
She probably did it with her own Facebook page.
Okay. She's not home. She's not home right now at the moment, so I just figured out when she gets home then.
Okay, great. Well, as soon as she's home, if you guys need help, make sure to give us a call back, and we'll be happy to guide you through again.
And then another thing, when I look at my Google account and stuff like that, and it's the way I receive payment with what's it called? It's a cash, Zelle, and then What's the other one called? It's a cash. It's a cash and then Zelle and like what's the other one called? It's a cash Zelle. And then what's the account? What's the thing called? They say accept them. They say cash, Zelle, and Venmo. I don't want Venmo. I just want cash and Zelle.
Only cash and Zelle.
Yeah.
Cash and Zelle. Okay, gosh, I'll report that over immediately so we could have that changed.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
For sure. You have a good
one. Another thing too with the website though, man. Like I want to focus a little bit more. Yeah, but I want to focus a little bit more on dumpster rent and more than junk removal and stuff like that. You know.
On dumpster rental?
Yeah, I want to focus on that more because I don't know because it seems like you guys are on. I just looked at the thing, the preview for the website. Where is it?
Yeah, like the preview?
Yeah, the preview for the website and stuff like that. It says Silky Dumpster Rentals Rent Holder. Yeah, I want to, because you see, it has more, because I want to put the dumpster rental and then residential dumpster rental more on top than junk hauling. I want that junk hauling just to be on the bottom. Because I'm not really, I do junk removal sometimes, but not, I really focus more on the dumpsters and stuff like that, you know?
Okay, gotcha. All right,
I don't want junk removal to be the first thing that people see on the website when they click on the website. I want them to see the dumpster rental and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, definitely. So you want us to focus more on dumpster rental and just keep the other junk removal as like a little side.
Put that like in the bottom and stuff like that. You know.
On the bottom.
The thing with the commercial on the residential. Residential dumpster is perfect. Dumpster rental, perfect. Junk removal, that's the first thing I see when I open the page. I want that junk removal just to be in the bottom next to like waste management and stuff like that, or before waste management. I don't want it to be the first thing that pop when somebody opened the page. I want that to be the first thing that popped up.
Understood. Okay, definitely. I'll report that over immediately so we can make that change. I'll report this over to our website developers so they could reorganize that, and then they'll send you another preview link for you to check it out and see what you think of that one.
Okay, and then I check with my wife when she gets home and stuff, just to check about the page and stuff. See, she created with her page because I look at the thing. I'm the only one that it said the thing is belongs to me, so I don't know why they're not letting me have access to my account or whatever. You know.
Gotcha, for sure. So once she's home, if you can give us a call, maybe we can try it again together and see if we can figure that out. But yeah, if she does it, I'm 100% sure that it's going to work with not a problem.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much.
For sure. Have a good one.
I could just call this number back, right?
This same number, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.